perfect bargains at incredible prices, and everything must go. This beautiful 3-piece suite, this fantastic fitted kitchen, and this incredible hi-fi unit and matching cocktail cabinet. Yes, everything must go. Everything must go to my wife, because my wife is leaving me. She's leaving me because I talk like this all the time, and it's driven her completely around the room. Take a look at this. An A-Reg Ford Orion Automatic. Recommended retail price, £7,994. Hers on the road for nothing. It's incredible. Can you believe this one? Two matching three-year-old children. Hers, whether I like it or not. What I feel about this is absolutely unrepeatable. So, come down to my house for this once-in-a-lifetime super divorce sale. It's all there at Decree Lifestyle. We present Son of Cliché, written by Rob Grant and Doug Naylor, starring Christopher Barry, Nick Maloney, Nick Wilson. Music by Peter Bruce.
Dave Hollands, Space Cadet.
This is Stellar Trader Dave Hollands calling Earthcom 597 Beta 7. I have just emerged from a dimension null. I'm the lone survivor. According to Hab, the ship's computer, I am 7 trillion light years away from Earth. I've got 3 music cassettes. It's not going to be enough. My biggest problem is going space crazy through loneliness. The only thing that keeps me sane is my collection of onions. I have decided to build an android in the image of a woman. A perfectly functioning robot, capable of abstract thought and independent decision-making. But I don't know how. Jesus. I don't even know what to make the nose out of.
Hello, Dave.
Why does it happen?
The Melissa 5 is being tracked by 2 Supra light-speed pulsar fighters from Earth, representing the Norweb Federation.
Who's that, Hap?
The Northwestern Electricity Board.
God, they've done real well for themselves.
Hello! Melissa 5! Required permission board acknowledged!
What do they want, Hap?
They want you for your crimes against humanity, Dave.
What?
Dave, remember when you left Earth 7 trillion years ago? You left 2 half-eaten German sausages on a plate in your kitchen.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Do you know what happens to sausages if you leave them for 7 trillion years?
They go off?
Those sausages, Dave, now cover 7/8 of the Earth's surface.
Yeah!
Not only that, Dave, you also left £57.50 in your bank account.
What?
The compound interest on that now means you own 98% of all the world's wealth. And because you've hoarded it all for 7 trillion years, nobody's got any money except for you and Norweb.
Well, why Norweb?
You left the light on in the bathroom. Dave, you've destroyed the world's economy, its ecology, and sent mankind back to the Stone Age.
Well, look, I'm sorry. I guess I just wasn't thinking straight.
Hello? Mr. Five, come in, please. We are Norweb fighters. We have a final demand here for £1 million. Please. Praise to the power of 987. Hang on a minute. That makes...
Hab, you're the most intelligent machine ever built. What do I do?
Hang on, Dave. I'll channel my runtime.
Okay.
I have it, Dave. You hide under the kitchen table. I'll tell them you're out shopping.
Good one, Hab.
Dave Hollands, Space Cadet.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome this week's guest host, Latvia's top all-round entertainer, Mr. Smorgon Borgon.
Thank Prosím, prosím, vybrajte, vrožnici za vás, větský, vrot, větský, co na klik.
Hello, and welcome to the Summer Free Show. It gives me much pleasure to be this week's guest host. Let me tell you a bit about myself. I... I am Latvia's top comedy star. I know two jokes. So, without more ado, it's on with the show, Son of Cliché.
You turn around and say to me, our love is now a history, that I never loved you anyway. But what am I supposed to say if I don't love you? Black is white, and up is down, and day is night, and good is bad, and wrong is right. If I don't care for you, if I don't care for you, then the sperm count of the average squirrel isn't more than 80 million. Professor Tolkien never wrote the immensely readable Silmarillion. Al Capone's assistant wasn't known as Frank the Enforcer Nicky. Telephone directories don't weigh 40 pounds in New York City, city, city. And another thing, Mrs. Margaret Knight did not invent the flat-bottomed paper bag. Hermann Göring didn't spend his wartime weekends dressed in drag. A houseman never wrote the line in summertime on read. 300 serious crimes are not committed every day in Sweden, Sweden, Sweden. Sweden, 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 I don't care for you. If I don't love you, then this song will just go on and on and on.
Hello, Benson's. Can I help you?
Yes, I'd like to send some flowers, please, into Flora.
Okay. Any message?
Yes, there is.
And the message is?
Baby.
Sorry?
Baby.
Yes, I've got that. Baby.
I love you what's and what's and what's.
I what?
I love you.
How do you spell it?
I.
Yes.
Love. W-U-V.
I love you.
What's and what's. W-O-T-S.
Yes, 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 yes. So that's baby,
yep.
I love you, what's and what's and what's.
Yes, yes. Me and Mr. Mole.
You and who?
Mr. Mole.
I apologize, I didn't quite catch the gentleman's name.
No, he's not a gentleman. No, he's Mr. Mole, anyway. Mr. Mole.
Me and Mr. Mole...
I'm missing you.
Yes?
I need your special cuddles.
I beg your pardon?
Special cuddles.
Special cuddles. Yes?
And that's it. That's it. This message.
Do you want to sign that, or do you think it would be better to leave it anonymous?
No. I'd like to sign it, please. Wobby.
Who?
Wobby.
Right, I'll read it back to you. A baby, I love you, what's and what's and what's.
Yeah.
Me and Mr. Mole are missing you and need your special cuddles.
Cuddles, yeah.
Love, Wobby.
That's it.
And the recipient?
John Fairfield, accounts manager, Barclays Bank, Hounslow.
Acacia Avenue. In January 1969, 44-year-old Albert Mollusk, who lived here at number 9, was found murdered in his kitchen. Joey Murray was later convicted of the murder and sentenced to life imprisonment. Joey's alibi revolved around his insistence that the murder took place 40 minutes before he was born. But Joey was convicted on the evidence of a police pathologist. Tonight, on Hard Cheese, we reopen the case of the fetus murder. St. Mary's Hospital, bed 5. According to the police version of events, it was here that Joey was secretly born, sneaked off, and committed the murder. Sneaked back, and was born a second time, 40 minutes later. But there are several inconsistencies in the case. They allege Joey crawled from the hospital to the scene of the murder in 10 minutes. A distance of 65 miles. The key witness for the police was village idiot Mad Gilbert.
I was walking along the road, upside down, on my hands, like, what? When suddenly, this baby crawled past me doing 120 miles an hour. I thought, he's in a hurry.
We spoke to the then police pathologist, Sir Hubert Larson.
A sample of blood not belonging to the victim was found in the kitchen. I later discovered it was the same colour as Joey Murray's.
But this is a story with a happy ending. As a result of this program, Joey Murray is now a free man, and I am now serving a life sentence for the murder of Albert Mollusk. But for me, that's just hard cheese.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back Latvian comic Mr. Smorgenborgen. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to do some impressions. That was the chairman of the 4-year plan. That was the president of the agricultural committee. And that, of course, was Michael Crawford. But this is me. On with the show, Son of Cliché.
Saturday Serials present the further reasonably exciting adventures of Captain Invisible and his trusty sidekick, the See-Through Kid. This week's episode, Attack of the Man-Eating Shoelaces. We join the transparent twosome in their secret lair.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday, dear Captain Invisible, happy birthday to you. Okay, Captain, blow out the candles. Captain? Are you here?
Morning, kid. Kid? Kid, I know you're here. Why don't you answer me?
I'm sulking.
What for?
Because I've been celebrating your birthday for the last half hour, Captain Invisible, and you aren't even here. Look, I've even invited some of the guys from the Legion of Stupid Heroes. Acme Woman. The Human Paperclip. And your best buddy of all time, Silent Man.
Hi, Silent Man. How are you?
Not very well.
He's lost his superpower.
Hey, I'm sorry, kid. I forgot all about my birthday.
Thought bubble. Weird. The cap never forgets anything. What do you think?
About what?
Your present.
Where is it?
Here.
Here?
No, there.
Oh, here. All right. Thanks, kid. It's kind of hard to open. There we go. What is it? It's so gooey. And
You're not supposed to open it, Captain. It was an invisible dog.
Okay. Nobody move, understand? This is the city police.
You're under arrest, Captain Invisible. Don't try anything, okay? Hello? Are you there? God damn it, he's escaped.
No, I'm here. I was just dumbstruck.
Hey, what's the charge, then?
An invisible raider. Answering your description? Robbed the municipal bank today. And we have 8 witnesses who are prepared to swear they didn't see him.
There must be some mistake. It must be someone who looks like me.
Take a look at this identical picture.
Well, there is a certain similarity. Wait a minute. I got it.
What?
He's not Captain Invisible. This is Arnold, Captain Invisible's evil half-brother. The real Captain would have remembered his birthday, and he would never have torn the head off a small little puppy dog. He's too full of goodness. So, what have you done with the real Captain? Why, he was here all the time, bound and gagged.
Thanks, Ted. So, Arnold, your plan failed. Take him away and put him somewhere no one will ever see him again.
And so another tedious adventure drags on to its conclusion. As we rejoin the Legion of the Stupid Heroes celebrating Captain Invisible's birthday.
This is great. Arnold's behind bars, and here I am with all my stupid pals. Acne Woman, Cowpat Girl, and the Human Calendar.
And don't forget, your best pal of all, Silent Man. Propose a toast, Silent Man. Hey! It looks like Silent Man's got his superpower back.
No, I was just eating.
Welcome back to Bullseye. Now, it's time for the climax of the show. Now, this is where Bullseye gets really exciting. Dave and Colin, you've done very well so far. You've won some fabulous prizes. You've won a goldfish in a little bag, a coconut, 175-piece jigsaw of Clodagh Rogers, a piece of string, a pencil, and another pencil. Now then, are you going to gamble all the prizes you've won so far, the coconut and everything, for a chance to go for our super mystery prize behind that curtain? And what's it to be?
We'll go for gamble.
Brave choice. I think Dave and Colin, you can see there from the reaction that we're all with you. Now then, you've made this brave choice. All you've got to do, I'm sure you know the rules, is score 101 with 3 darts on our specially shrunken dartboard. Now, just 101 with 3 blunt arrows into the concrete board. Off you go, Dave, in your own time. Good start, 60, triple 20. So, you wanted 101, you got 60. So you've only got 101 left to get. It can be done, Dave. 60 again. Now, don't be put off by the bright lights and me nudging you. You got 2 60s, you wanted 101, so you've only got 101 left to get. It can be done. Oh, hard luck. Another 60. Well, never mind. You've lost all your fabulous prizes. You're going home tonight empty-handed. But let's torment you now with a look at what you could have won. Oh, look at that. Fabulous. A piece of toast. No, hang on. It's all right. It's all right. They've lost. You can bring on the big one. Oh, look at that. An ocean liner. A 20,000 berth Cunard cruiser, Dave, and it could have been yours. Never mind, it's been fun playing, so good night, everybody. And thank you, everybody, for being a wonderful audience, because the audience at home are the most important people. If they weren't watching, we'd be just like most things on BBC. Good night.
And now the continuing saga of two students in their first term at university. Freshers.
This week, the end of the party.
Oh, sorry. Oh, Jobs.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Oh, ciao, hi. Yeah, ciao. I'm like just trying to put some sounds on.
I can't believe this, man. There's no drink left. It's only 4:30. I'm down to damson and peach wine.
Oh, I managed to find a bottle of Cinzano Rossi. It wasn't even open.
Did you bring that?
No, I brought 3 cans of lager. I only drank 2 of them. Someone must have stolen the other one while I was drinking the vodka. Round off.
Come on, man. How's anyone supposed to know it was yours?
Well, can't they read? After all, I did stick Mum's name labels on them.
Oh, right. So what did you think of the party? Pretty good?
Oh, yeah, it was really chow. What about you?
Yeah, it was pretty art. Except some prat was hogging the sound system playing Lionel Richie all night.
Don't you like Lionel Richie?
Not anymore, no. Look, if you have got any ciggies, no one's got any. It's getting pretty desperate. Will started smoking the dimps from the cheese.
Well, I hope so. I brought a full packet here, but I've been handing them round all night. Look, I've only got 15 left.
Oh, cheers. You're a real lifesaver. You really are.
Ciao.
Hey, I didn't know you danced. I saw you having a bit of a pop in the main room.
Yeah, I did let my hair down a bit, yeah.
Yeah, I saw you. I never knew... Did you have polio as a child?
I had measles. Well, why? Did you have polio?
No, I didn't.
Well, why did you ask?
No reason. How's Janice?
Oh, Craig said she's still crying.
Right. Did you get off with anyone?
Well, I sort of came with someone.
Who?
Lucretia. Yeah. But it was a very loose sort of arrangement. No big deal, you know, right. Very loose.
She's gone home.
No, she's over there in Derek's sleeping bag. At least I think it's Derek. It's hard to tell with his head moving so fast.
Bit miffed, are you?
No. No big deal. Like I said, it was just a loose kind of thing, you know, just loose. Maybe it was too loose. Perhaps maybe I should have mentioned to her, I don't know.
Yeah, come on. So she's trapped off with Derek. Maybe she's a bit drunk.
Yeah, that's what they usually say. But the thing I can't understand is Derek. I mean, why Derek? She knows full well I've got better A-level grades than him. In geography, he got an E, I got C. I don't know, maybe she likes stickos.
Well, look, man, I've got to get some shut-eye. What are you doing, going back?
I bought my Z-bed, my Lilo, my sleeping bag. 2 blankets and a pillow, my alarm clock, my toothbrush, toothpaste, my shaving gear and my pyjamas. I thought, you know, I'd just crash out here.
Right, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, ciao, yeah. Ciao. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. I'd just like to leave you with an old Latvian proverb. There are many fish in a river. but none in my hat.
Mrs. Evans is here. Brazizzi.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Good night.
Thank you very much. You have been listening, have you not, to the cliche, which, if the press were to be believed, starred Christopher Barry, Nicholas Bellone, Nicholas Wiltom. The programme, or shall I say the show, was written by Robert Grant and Douglas Naylor. The music was by Peter Brewis, was it not, as ever. And the programme was produced by my very good friend, Alan Nixon. I pressed my hands together, put them to my lips, leaned forward, put them between my knees, show off my crooked tooth and sweat a lot. Thank you very much. Good night.
Well, that's the end of the show. We're all, actually, as you may have seen, may have gathered, we're all really excited here because something quite amazing has happened. The continuity announcer, who was supposed to do the link after the show, has had an accident. That's not the exciting part. That's tragic. But the exciting part is... Oh, God, they're going to be so pleased. The exciting part is that each continuity announcer, I suppose some of you know this already, has their own stand-in, their own understudy. And George's understudy... George is the one who had the accident. George's understudy has been waiting 32 years for their anyway, so here it comes. Someone who's been dedicating their life, perfecting their craft for this chance, for this single moment. Okay, Al, hit the music.